Hello, this is Paul McKenna. This compact disc will get you to sleep. Use both sides of it and you'll sleep like a log. Follow all my instructions fully and completely, and I promise you'll experience a tremendous improvement in your sleeping and in the whole of your life as well. When you sleep well, you live better. And when you live better, you sleep better. A circle of positive reinforcement is starting in your life right now. This first track of the compact disc is directed at your conscious mind. That's the mind you actively think and make decisions with. I will explain a number of techniques you must use to establish a natural, healthy sleeping pattern. Use these techniques methodically and deliberately until they become habits for you. They will provide a framework in which your natural need for sleep is properly and completely satisfied. On the next track of this compact disc is a powerful hypnotic induction, which harnesses the power of the unconscious mind to help you sleep well at night and awaken truly refreshed. The unconscious mind is the larger mind, which contains all your memories, wisdom, and awareness that you're unaware of at any one time. It has all your latent abilities and inner power. You should listen to it only when you can safely ignore the outside world completely. Sleep is a natural part of a natural rhythm. Nowadays, it's all too easy to get an unnatural rhythm into our lives. So part of what I'm going to ask you to do will re-establish a natural rhythm during your day, which will give you nights of deep, refreshing sleep. You must stick to the 6 golden rules of sleep. Rule 1. Get up earlier. Get up at least half an hour earlier than you used to. Stick to this new getting up time even at weekends, however tired you feel during the first day or two. So, if you used to get up at 7:30 or try to get up at 7:30, get up at 7 o'clock. Stick to this even at weekends until you've slept really well for at least 2 weeks. Then you can get up later at the weekend if you want. But keep the earlier getting up time in the week. Now, this may not sound much, but clinical research has demonstrated that this is the single most effective strategy for curing insomnia. No matter how much or how little you've slept, get up at your new earlier waking time. In the unlikely event that you have no improvement within 1 week, move your getting up time another half an hour earlier. One reason this is so important is that if the body gets used to catching up on sleep late in the morning, it does not prepare properly for sleep at the beginning of the night. Your unconscious mind and your body's rhythms determine when you go to sleep, but you can always consciously choose when you're going to wake up. So, to move the cycle of sleeping and waking, you must start at the point where you're in control, the time when you wake up. When you move that, the rest of the cycle moves as well. Rule 2. Go to bed only when you're sleepy. It is as simple as that. If you aren't sleepy, don't go to bed. However tired you might think you are, or ought to be, don't go to bed unless you are sleepy. Stay up and read. Get on with all the jobs and tasks you've been putting off, and go to bed only when you feel really sleepy. You have already been surviving on not much sleep, and you won't get any more by trying to force it. When your body really needs it, it will let you know. And it's your job to make sure that it gets the rest it needs at the time you want it, at night. Rule 3. There are only 3 things you can do in bed. Sleep, make love, or listen to this tape. Don't eat, smoke, read, listen to the radio, or watch TV. Again, this is a matter of retraining your habits. Habits are automatic responses, so you're training your body to have automatic responses of associating bed with sleep and only sleep, not reading or eating or watching TV. Rule 4. If at any time you're in bed awake, for more than 30 minutes, get up and do something boring. So, if you're in bed and awake for half an hour, you must get up and do something dull. Your mind needs to learn that it will not be rewarded with anything interesting if you have to get up in the night. Just a boring, repetitious task like doing your accounts or cleaning the floor. Bed is for sleeping in, and if you don't sleep, you shouldn't be there. But you must not reward getting up when you've not slept. That's why you should do something boring if you get up in the night. and carry on doing it until you feel sleepy. And only go back to bed when you feel sleepy. Only when you can say, I feel dreamy, drowsy, tired and sleepy, is it time for you to go back to bed. This way, you quickly build a strong, clear association between bed and sleep, and you stop your body associating any reward with wakefulness during the night. Rule 5. Don't take any rests, snoozes, or naps with your eyes closed during the day. Now, there are 4 main types of sleep, and the first, called stage 1 sleep, is what we slip into if we nod off for a moment. And it's what we go through on our way to deep sleep at the beginning of the night. But if we let ourselves nod off during the day, again, the natural rhythm is disrupted. We must make sure that the stage 1 sleep only happens at night, and then it will always lead you straight down into the 2 hours of deep sleep you need to be thoroughly refreshed. Rule 6. Sort out your worries during the day. When you were lying awake in bed at night, what were you thinking about? Sometimes our unconscious mind has to wait until we've stopped the busyness of the day to get a chance to let us think over matters that are important. Sometimes these are things that worry us. And it is a worry, not a lack of sleep, which gives us bags under our eyes. If you lay awake and worried, that's a habit to be changed, and there are 2 ways to change it. Firstly, by action. And secondly, by learning how to let go of a worry. Every worry has a positive side. In other words, there is something we want, which is the opposite of the thing we're scared of. For example, if I'm worrying about an overdraft, what I want is more money. The first thing to do with worries is to turn around the negative ones so we see what it is that we really want, rather than what we don't want. So, for your own situation now, identify the positive side of what you're worried about. Make it very clear to yourself what it is that you want. You might, for example, not just want to keep a job, but to get a better job and to be better paid. Imagine a very clear, positive picture of what it is you really want. In this case, for example, you could see yourself well-dressed and content and looking at a very healthy bank statement. Next, fill in the gaps between where you are now and where you want to be. Next, work out the stages of how you got there. Make another 3 or 4 pictures, which are sort of snapshots of your life on your road, if you like, to your goal. And then, make a picture in your mind, in your imagination, of what you're going to do now. That is the first step on that road. In this case, it might be talking to your boss or doing some extra studying. The key point is to have a picture of where you're heading and a clear picture of what you're going to do right now, which is a practical step on the road to that goal. Now, if you have any leftover worries, imagine putting them all into a big mailbag and imagine sending it off to your unconscious to get them sorted out. And ask the wisdom of your unconscious to work on them while you're asleep, to help you do what you can that is positive, and to let go of what can't be changed. Your unconscious mind will come up with new ways of looking at things and answers to your problems. Now, there are several other ways you can help yourself sleep. Make sure that your bedroom is not too warm. You should be nice and warm in bed, but the air in the room should not be too hot. If you find yourself waking with a dream in your mind, write it down so your unconscious mind knows that it's recorded and it doesn't have to worry about remembering it. A very powerful change we can make to our diet is to drink less tea, coffee, and alcohol. It's not true that alcohol makes us sleep. It accentuates tiredness at the beginning of the night, but it can wake us later. Alcohol doesn't affect everyone in the same way, but you can easily discover if it's keeping you awake. Just don't drink alcohol for a week or two and notice how you sleep and how you feel in the morning. Sometimes just drinking slightly less alcohol is all that's needed. It helps also to eat a regular diet. Make sure you eat in the evening, but preferably a light meal. Another physical change that's been found to make a difference is to take brisk exercise in the late afternoon. Stimulating the body and using your muscles energetically heightens your alertness and increases the need for rest later on. So that when the natural sleep cycle starts at night, it's reinforced by the physical tiredness that needs sleep for recuperation. What I've given you so far is a list of straightforward behavioral changes. Anyone can follow these instructions, but you really must follow them. Clinical research has proven conclusively that they are the most effective interventions possible, and I've given them to you in order of importance. So if you think it's too much to start them all on one day, start the first on day one. Add the next on day two, and so on, until you're following all of these instructions precisely. And finally, what if you've gone to bed and you think that you should be doing something to help you sleep? Well, you should already be tired, so you'll soon find that you fall off to sleep without worrying about it. You can play the hypnotic induction on the next track of this compact disc and go to sleep through trance. Or, if you wish, and if there's any part of your mind that's still trying to do something, this is the exercise to set it. You can do this any time you want to relax, and any time you want to go to sleep. You can do it as often as you want, and you can do it over and over again, until you just drift off. Do not do this exercise whilst driving or operating machinery. Only do it when you can safely relax completely. Practice it right now. Start by paying attention to your feet. Just make them ordinarily comfortable and feel their weight, warmth, and shape. Now, take a slightly deeper in-breath, and saying the number one silently in your head, pull that feeling up to your knees. One. It can come up the bones and spread outwards, or up the skin and soak inwards. Carry on breathing normally. Then, when it's reached your knees, with another deeper in-breath, saying the number two to yourself, pull it up to your waist. Two. If you come across any tensions in your body as you do this, just let the feeling flow around them and carry on. With the number three, breathing in, pull the feeling up to your shoulders. Three. Let it flow up through your body and along your arms to your hands, all the way up your torso and your shoulders. Warm, comfortable awareness of how and where your body actually is. With the number four and another in-breath, let the feeling go right to the top of your head. Four. Let it flow up your neck, over your face and ears and the sides and back of your head, so you can gently feel the sensation all over your body. The space, place, and warmth of it. Now, with the number five and breathing out, double that feeling down to your shoulders. Five. Letting it pass like a ripple through you from the crown of your head to the top of your shoulders. Feeling that awareness of your head and neck all over again, just how it is. Then, with the number six and another deeper out-breath, double it down to your waist. Six. From your shoulders, down your arms, and through your body to your waist. When you're ready, with the number seven, breathing out, double it down to your knees. Seven. Feel it pass from your waist to your knees. And finally, with the number eight, double it down to your feet. Eight. Back down through your shins, ankles, and feet, enjoying a feeling of completeness and sending any tensions out through your heels. Pause for a little while to notice the feelings and then, if you wish, repeat it. Stay with this feeling as long as you wish. If at this point your attention wanders, don't worry. Let yourself drift and dream as much as you wish. You can notice where you feel most drowsy and sleepy, which muscles feel sweetest and softest, and imagine that feeling spreading like a wave, following the calm soaking into you and through you. Take all the time you want to do this exercise and repeat it as often as you wish. At night, you'll find you simply go to sleep without knowing quite how or when. That's how sleep happens. Enjoy it. Use this exercise and follow the 6 golden rules of sleep, and you will sleep like a log. I'll just remind you of those rules again. 1. Get up at an earlier time. 2. Go to bed only when you're sleepy. 3. Only sleep or make love in bed. 4. If you're awake for 30 minutes, get up and do something boring. 5. Don't take naps or rests with your eyes closed during the day. 6. Sort out your worries during the day. And now, to give you a sound, solid basis for all the deep, refreshing sleep you need, use the hypnotic induction on the next track of this CD. Use it every day for at least 3 weeks. Some people find that it starts to work straight away. Others take 2 or 3 days to build up the responsiveness they need. You can listen to it during the day to prepare your body to sleep. And if you wish, you can play it softly when you go to bed at night. It will reinforce the work that you've done on this first track of the CD, and it will strengthen the power of your natural sleep cycle. Keep using it until you have all the improvements you want, and sleep well.